Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, September 10th. It's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year.
Yeah, my roommate was talking about that.
Yeah, we had a nice dinner last night with the family and everything, so that was nice. Mm-hmm. But I'm working. You know, it's like New Year's Day, and I'm working.
I know. Don't a lot of people take that off?
Yeah, they do, you know. But, hey, I work every fucking day. What can I say? Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
You don't look like you really want to be here, right?
I don't really want to be anywhere, to be honest.
Why?
That show that I told you I was trying out for, I found out that I didn't make the cut. I'm actually shocked. The whole month really? I've been getting ready to go there.
But let me ask you this. Why would you set your expectations so high?
That's what Gabby said.
Yeah, when there's no amount of certainty at all.
Yeah, there isn't. When it comes to reality TV, there isn't. But this is the first show where I was like, yeah, there's no doubt. I was like, there's absolutely no doubt I'm getting called.
And so then, that's disappointing.
Yeah, so I found out Friday night that the cast actually starts filming today.
Oh, God.
So I, like, cried
without
all
you.
Weekend.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll get over it in, like, a week.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I'm shook.
Yeah.
Because I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't even think of 5 reasons why I got cut. And, like, I know who the cast is, and I'm, like, trying to figure out how the fuck half these bitches got a call before me.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to understand something with casting. It's like hiring any employee. You have to fit exactly what they have in mind.
Right. Well,
it's
no,
not
casting,
you necessarily, you know.
Casting, I made it through, and I know that I made top 15. And then it's like the actual execs of the network that pick, like, who's going
to
be on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, for the most part, you'd like to think there's no corruption there, and they actually pick people on based on who they're looking for.
Right.
And maybe they had someone like you already, and they wanted something else.
Well, sometimes they do it because it's such a large cast, because it's men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably going for people that have stronger storylines, and I understand that. I get that, but I'm still like, fuck you.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you. You know, it's disappointing. Yeah. I understand. But, you know, maybe it's not meant to be, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to think about it. Otherwise, you'll go crazy, you know.
Yeah, I've definitely been going crazy for the past. Like, I felt like the past couple of nights I haven't slept.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know it's not the end of the world. Like, I'm not dying. I didn't wake up sick and, like,
you
know.
But you made plans around
it. I made plans. Like, literally, this is the first time I think I've actually, because most of the other shows I've gotten casting for, it's like, oh, like, you have a week to get ready and I'm just not prepared. I was so confident this time around. The whole month, I've just been getting ready. I've been writing brands. They've been sending me clothes. I was like, I'm going. I'm leaving. I was speaking it into existence.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to find out, like, I'm not going, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for whatever it's worth,
yeah.
You know? I mean, just look forward to the next one.
Yeah.
It's really about that, you know? I mean, when I was looking for a co-host, you know, I had something in mind, you know, so
right.
It doesn't matter. Some could have been better at other things.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you look for something specific and you could look at 50 people and then none of them would be there.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't hire any of them.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not about preferring somebody because, you know, I mean, it's just a question of, do they fit what I have in mind?
Exactly.
It's like a role in a movie, you know? I mean, you're not going to hire somebody with an accent, with a foreign accent, for example, to be a James Bond or something.
Right, right, right.
Or, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, you know, so.
The only thing that I guess is upsetting to me is I applied for another show in July. And when I went to go do the Skype, they cut the Skype early because my name was on a holding list for the show I just got cut from.
Oh.
So I lost out on 2 shows.
Yeah.
So if you guys, if they knew just a little bit sooner that they weren't going to use me, I could have filmed a completely different show.
The other one, right.
So I got 2 L's instead of 1. I think that's what's fucking me up.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do because when people put you on a talent hold, like, nobody can touch you.
Mm.
So it's whatever.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I missed out on 2 shows.
Yeah.
So that's 2 paychecks.
Yeah.
Just my luck. I'm like, what the fuck do I gotta do?
Yeah. I think maybe this is your test. Maybe you gotta take some jobs that you don't necessarily want, you know?
Yeah.
Just to do it, you know? I mean, you don't have a choice. What? You're not going to work? You got to support yourself.
I know.
You
know? Yeah.
Got to be a little open. I mean, there's other things you can do. You just don't want to. You know? I mean, look, I brought up an article here. The job market is so good, candidates are even showing up for the interviews. So that's what they say. I don't know where the jobs are, but I got to tell you, it's a pretty, you know, it's not such a bad thing. I think it's just that maybe you're looking at something that there's not a lot of.
No, I mean, before I started getting ready for the show, I was applying for any job that I could possibly apply for. That's not an issue here. It's the fact I just took a month off because I spent the month getting ready for a show I didn't even get picked for. That is some shit.
Yeah, so that's a disappointment.
So now I'm like back a month. I'm out two shows.
Right.
It's just... I'm going to be negative for probably like 3-4 more days, and then I got to get my shit together.
Okay. So obviously we don't want to waste any time trying to pick you up because...
No, I mean, nothing anyone is going to say to me right now. Like everyone's like, well, just wasn't meant for you. Something better is coming along. I just want to be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But you don't know. Well, you can't deny it.
No, I know. But it's like, I just don't want to hear something from a Hallmark card right now.
You know what? It's just as likely for something good to happen to you is something bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Like when one door closes, another one opens.
Whatever, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
No, I know it's devastating. It's like a breakup or something. It's a disappointment.
Do you know who's going to be so happy that I didn't make this show?
Who?
Everybody online.
Right, all your haters.
Because everybody, including me, expected me to get a call.
Right.
So when they find out the actual cast and I'm not on it, oh, they're going to have a fucking field day.
You haven't announced it yet?
No, I can't announce it. I can't even announce what show I tried out for.
Because
like, the thing is my manager tried to tell me, like, you know, this is the type of show where anything could happen. Like, but I've just chucked it up as an L. But it's like one of those shows where it could be like in like a month or something, they might call you in for like one episode or something. But right. I don't want one episode. I want 15. How about that?
Well, I don't know. It seems to me like you want something really tailored to you. Maybe you just should create
your
own.
Oh, no. This show is tailored for me. If there was ever a show created for me, it was this one.
Yeah?
That's why I was like so confident. I was like, no, I'm gone.
You create it yourself. That's all I can say. I don't know what else you can do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, people are like starting their own shit all the time.
I know.
I don't know how you would do it. I don't know how
me
to
neither.
Go about it.
Me
but
neither.
Maybe you should find someone who's a producer of reality shows who is aspiring. Whatever, you can put out ads, whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, with ideas, just ideas are not enough, you know? People could steal your idea and go do something.
Yeah, that's the only thing that scares me.
So you got to be in control of what you do, you know? So maybe partner with someone, I don't know.
Yeah, I came up with like this show concept this weekend that I was like, maybe I'll shoot like a small sizzle reel for it and try to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, but sizzle reels cost money, and so does having a team.
Yeah. Oh. Well, find someone who will do it for you for free.
Yeah, as long as you take them with you. Which I'm the type of person to do that. I would never work with someone who helped me from the bottom and then I make it. And then I'm like, well, thanks. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
Right.
See you around. I would never do that to somebody, but a lot of people would.
Yeah.
So
I know. Well, if you're a shitty person, you're going to be a shitty person when you're rich too and successful.
Yeah, it's very true.
Mm. Yeah.
My manager can't stand me right now either.
Really? Why are you upset?
Yeah, he went off on me this morning.
Wow. You upset?
Well, I told him on Saturday because he called me on Saturday because I was really upset Friday night. Like, I was super upset because I told him, I was like, you need to let me know when I get cut. Like, I don't want to be blindsided. But I didn't hear it from him. I heard it from, like, somebody's friend who got casted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I, like, got upset that he wasn't the one who told me. And I'm finding out from, like, a third party. And then I told him because he called me on Saturday. I go, when it comes to certain stuff, I'm like, I don't like talking on the phone most of the time.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like stuff like this, I prefer to talk on the phone because sometimes my text will come off like I'm being aggressive or I'm being rude. And I'm not. But
right.
When I have like a point across, and you're doing it in a text message, so you don't want like a 50 page long text message. So you shorten it as possible as you can, but then you sound like you're being short.
Right.
So I told him on the phone Saturday, I was like, I don't really like sending how I'm feeling to you via text because it seems like I'm coming off rude.
Right.
But over the weekend, like on Saturday and Sunday, I sent him texts, but I didn't get any texts back.
Yeah.
And I just don't like not getting text back from anybody. Yeah. It could be Gabby. It could be an ex-boyfriend. Like, if I'm texting you, I want a text back.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're
you know
right.
what I mean?
It's
like, at least in a reasonable amount of time.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, everybody's got their phone with them all the time.
Yeah, but I knew he was a little under the weather, too. Right. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's just, like, not feeling well. Because he's, I mean, he's got some personal stuff going on. So yeah. This morning, he went off on me.
Ballistic.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Why? Because of the way you wrote the things
yeah,
you wrote?
He thought my texts were rude. And I told him, I go, I don't think my texts were rude. I go, I know when I'm being rude. I go, I reread those and I don't think I'm being rude. Plus, I told him on the phone, like, every reality show I tried out for, except for Bachelor and this one I just got caught from, I've always been casted for. Mm. I've never not been casted for something that I've tried out.
That you auditioned for.
Yeah. So, like, this is new to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've tried out for, like, you know, other podcasts or whatever, like, or movies or stuff like that, which I am expecting. I'm new to this. If I get a no, like, it's not shocking. Reality TV, mainly it's I just get a call and it's like, you got to be ready and this is the time and the date. For me, this is new. Right. So I'm obviously not handling it well. And if you're working with me and you're my manager, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
Like, I'm not a happy camper right now.
Yeah.
I might be a fucking terrorist for 3 weeks, but, like, deal with it.
Right. But you know what? I mean, that made you a little overconfident, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, the fact
definitely.
That you always get cast.
Yeah.
And you thought you would be.
Yeah.
And life slaps you in the face.
It's like a wake-up call.
Shows you who's boss. Yeah, you know? I mean, sometimes, I hope you never get there, but some people have to hit rock bottom.
I've
to
been
wake
at rock
up.
Bottom, Sam. What you talking about?
To wake up, you know?
Yeah, I've been at rock bottom for like a year now.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Have you learned anything from it?
No,
you haven't become any more humble.
No, I'm definitely humble. But when it comes to... It'd be one thing if I did, like, my interviews for it and I didn't think my interviews went well. But when I got, like... When I've got the people on the other line of my Skype interview ask me, where the fuck have you been?
Right.
Like, where have you been? That's going to make me even more confident than I already am.
Well, you're right.
That I'm not, that I, there's no way I'm not getting this.
Right. But you have to remember that's an initial reaction. And also the decisions.
It's not in their hands.
Yeah. The decision makers is somebody else.
Completely
anyway,
different.
Right?
Completely different.
That's what I'm saying. So they might like you.
Yeah.
But then it moves up the
ladder. Up the ladder. Yeah.
Right. And some people decide, well, I'd rather have that one and that one. It's, there's a lot of decisions when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I think this is the first time that I'm actually realizing that, because sometimes I do get caught up in the fact that it is just, like, the casting department, but it's not.
Right.
It has nothing, like, they pick, out of, like, the 100 people that they interview, they pick their top, like, 30.
Right.
And then it gets narrowed down to, like, top 15, and then the top 15 gets narrowed down to the people that are actually getting called and going.
Right.
And this just happens to be not my time this time around. I'll get over it. I will.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just, it's like everyone, like Gabby's getting sick about talking about it because I dwell on shit. And that's been my flaw. Like, even in relationships, like when I break up with people, I dwell on it. Like, it takes me fucking forever to get over somebody, even though I know he's a piece of shit. Because I'm like, okay, what could have changed with him?
Right.
You know, and I just dwell and I dwell and I dwell and everyone around me is just like, I fucking can't stand you. And then I'm like, you're right. Like, I think about really bad stuff that's happened to me. Like my first love ever. It took me like 2 years to get over him. But this
that's
is
a long time.
A very long time. Yeah. I didn't have sex or date or anything for 2 years.
Wow.
And then finally I was like, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
He actually just got married.
Well, apparently if these things keep coming back, then these are your lessons in life.
Yeah.
And once you learn from it and you get over it, you'll move on to the next step, you know?
Right.
But maybe you're stuck there. You're stuck in this thing where, I don't know, maybe you expect too much.
It's not that I expected
life is so
too
competitive.
Much. It is. It's so competitive. I guess for me, it's like my ego is so high when it comes to these, like even on blogs, like other bad girls and stuff will be like, why are you like so cocky? And I'm so cocky because everything I've ever wanted, I've gotten when it comes to reality TV.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
So when it comes, when I go into it, maybe on this time around, I got a little bit too cocky.
Right. So they call you cocky. I say overconfident.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's just like I know what I'm good at. And when I tell you this show was like a show meant for me. That's why I was like, oh, this is like easy. Yeah, this is like a fucking easy.
I can imagine it's hard for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll be fine for like an hour or two. And then it's just like, then I start thinking about like how I should be like on set right now.
Yeah.
Like I should be there right now. There's no question about it. So then I started dwelling. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. And everyone's, because sometimes you, I don't know if it's you, if we had this conversation that you don't believe that God makes things happen a certain way because that's how it needs to happen for that person. Do you believe in that?
Right. No.
You don't.
No,
yeah, because we've had this conversation.
Yeah, because I believe in free will and stuff.
Yeah, you know? See, for me, I believe God makes everything happen the way it's supposed to, and I just wasn't supposed to get that call. And
it's possible.
And for me, I'm like, but why wasn't I supposed to get that call?
Okay, so there's your lesson right there. You have to dig and ask yourself, okay, what did I do wrong?
Exactly. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm dwelling on. I'm like, okay, so.
Or not even what did I do wrong. What can I do better next time?
What can I do better next time?
Right.
Because even my manager was like, You literally killed it. Everyone in casting loved you. Like, there's nothing more you could have possibly done. It's just they were looking for something else.
Yeah.
And I guess I can't get over the fact that they were looking for something.
Yeah. So you need something custom tailored to you. There's no question about
it. I need, like, my own show. Like, I think I've come to the point where I don't... Can I have a boss? Yes. Can I have like a producer or director telling me what I should be doing versus what I want to be doing? Yeah, I can handle that. Really? I don't think I can handle being in a pool with motherfuckers that are supposed to be like me when I know I'm not like anybody else. I'm not even like Gabby. Like, I don't even consider me and Gabby to be relatively close in manner or behavior, and we're twins.
Right.
So I think I just need something that's like, yeah, I can be like less, I can have people above me, I can have bosses, but I need something that's like all about me. I think that's what I'm, that's
I
what
understand
I'm finally,
that,
yeah.
But that's the narcissism that comes from social media.
No, but I don't even care about that. Like, I don't care about like follow,
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It's not narcissism, but, but listen, I mean, on the one hand, it's good because you value yourself, you know? So, and that's how dreams start, you know, believing that you have what it takes, you know? But what I'm saying is, take the bull by the horn, like they say, and just make things happen. I don't know how.
How, yeah.
I don't know how in reality TV you would do it.
Right.
But start maybe making connections and make it known out there maybe that you're looking for something, for somebody to help you. You can't do it yourself.
Right.
So first you got to sell yourself to an investor or a producer or something.
Right.
Somebody that'll go, wow, you know, she can put on a great show.
Right.
But you have, I think you have the ability, and at least to be part of a group, you know? Yeah. I mean,
I don't mind working with others. I mean, there's definitely times, especially when you're filming reality TV, where you hate the people you're working with, especially if you're getting filmed 24/7. It's like impossible to like everyone that you're working with.
Right.
But can I like get my shit together and be in a group? Yeah, that my whole, every show I've ever been on has been groups of people.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, keep hoping. You know, I mean, the thing is, look, I happen to think you have a lot to offer. And I was right about when Tori was here before, okay, a couple of co-hosts ago. She was also like gold,
right?
You know, radio gold. And I told her, I said, you're very good at politics. You're very smart. I said, I know you'll make it. You got the personality and there's no way you're not going to make it. Yesterday I saw that on the national TV show that she's on, they had a debate about the Nike commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
1 million fucking views.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if 1 million people viewed you?
Right.
So what I'm saying is, look, and she was ready to give up. She was ready to move back to D.C. And give it up after 10 years in L.A. So all I'm saying to you is you are unique in your way, and eventually you'll find where you need to be.
Right.
You know, you just have to have perseverance and get a day job. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if you don't, you're not going to survive. Yeah, whatever. You know? But you're not going to survive long enough to do something with yourself here.
Yeah, I know.
You know? That's what I tell my son, too. I mean, he's like miserable with no money. He finally listened to me, drove Uber, made $350 in one night.
Right.
I said, why would you do this fucking every day?
If he did that every day and was making between $200 and $300 a night, he could make up like to $10,000 a month.
Yeah, well, not quite that, but maybe 5-6. You know.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah. If you're making like $300 a night,
Well, yeah, $300 every day.
Even
would
if
be
he made $200, yeah.
Yeah, but $200 is about $6,000 a month.
Yeah, but $6,000
is
not bad.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But
that's a lot of drives, though.
He had to work for 10 hours straight.
Yeah, that's.
You went at 11 o'clock at night till
working
10
hours straight in a car is not as bad as working 10 hours straight in doing something like you really hate.
Right.
Because at least you can socialize and talk to people when you're doing your
car. But it's very tiring, and especially during the night.
Oh, yeah.
He drove from 11 o'clock till 10 in the morning.
On that note, my roommate, let's talk about him really quick.
Okay. That's the new one?
No, the one I've been living with. Oh, it was okay. His birthday this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And him and his friends pre-gamed at our apartment, and then they went out. But they were pre-gaming around like 8, and they didn't go out till like 10. And then he got home at like 1, and I was like, that's when I found out, that was the night I found out that I didn't get cast. When me and my other roommate were in the kitchen like talking about it, because I was like hysterically crying because I felt defeated. I was like really sad. And then he comes home, and I've never in my life seen him that fucked up.
Really?
I don't think I've, like, it was like if you saw a girl at a party that is about to get kidnapped and raped, that was his status.
Really?
Yeah, so.
So he was drunk or drugged?
I don't know.
You don't know.
At that point, I didn't know. So he comes in and he goes, guys, I lost my phone in my lift. And I go, were you just in a lift? He goes, yeah, I was in a lift and I left my phone in the lift, and we signed onto his computer. My other roommate wrote the email to Lyft, like I left my phone in the car, because they have like 24 hours to give you back your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So he kept saying over and over again, I lost my phone. I lost my phone. I want to be on Grindr. Like, just like and I was really sad, but I was laughing because I was like, this is funny. Like, I needed this little cheer. Not that he lost his phone, but like, just said, how could you be this fucked up? And yeah. I kept asking him, like, where are your friends? So the next morning he woke up and Lyft wrote back. He hadn't taken a Lyft since September 1st. So then he wrote Uber, because then he thought maybe I went in an Uber. He hadn't taken a Uber since like August.
Oh my
so he
God.
Got into a car with a complete stranger.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He doesn't. So he told me that he doesn't remember from point A to point B. He doesn't remember how he got home. He doesn't even remember what the person looked like that he was in the car. But when he came home that night, he kept saying right in the email to Lyft that he kept touching me.
Oh my God.
So he got into a complete.
Yeah, he was fucked up, man.
And I'm like, you're lucky nothing happened to you.
Yeah, why would people do that to themselves, you know? I mean, to totally lose control of yourself.
So he thinks that he got drugged.
Probably.
And the place that he went to, I guess on like on Yelp and stuff, they're known for people being drugged there.
Really?
Yeah.
What? It's
like a popular gay club. And I guess a lot of people get drugged there.
Oh.
But to me, I'm like, why does someone drug another person? Are you going to drag them out to your car and rape
them?
Like, I'm so confused, because there's security, there's bouncers. Like, if you drug someone in a club, how do you get them out of the club?
Right.
That's so weird to me. They have that new nail polish now for females.
Yeah.
So you can stick it in your drink to see if somebody drugged you.
Oh, really? And you see color?
Your nails change color.
Wow. There you go.
Those people are like billionaires. I don't know if anyone actually buys a nail polish, but I think they like sell them on like campuses of colleges, because that's where a lot of rape happens, is college.
Yeah.
In the college I went to, they shut down with frat row. There was no fraternity row.
Really? Because
there's
so bad?
Many. Yeah, there's so many rapes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happens in universities quite a bit.
But this is like, at the same time, it's like, I get that you're young. Like, when you're in college, it's like you're 18, you're going to these frat parties and doing like keg stands, and you think that you're doing like the coolest thing on the planet because you're under 21.
Right.
But how do you allow yourself to get that drunk?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, you know, it's not going to end good.
No, like, and I've been to that point where I've been blackout drunk before. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, how did I get here? How did I allow myself to get here?
Yeah.
But luckily, I'm always with people that give a fuck. Knock on wood, so far. So I've never been in a situation where I woke up in like a stranger's bed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd lose it.
But no, when you go out, you never want to get that fucked up, man. It's too much, you know?
And if somebody orders you a drink, you need to stand right next to them.
Right.
Watch the bartender pour it. And then when they put it right down on the bar, you grab it.
Wow, that's true. You have to go through
all it takes is 30 seconds. You got to turn. You can turn around and look at like the dance floor and boop, he put something in your drink.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Scary out here, folks.
It is, man. Anything is possible in the big city.
I haven't done my nails or toe. I like have not given a fuck.
Really?
Yeah, my sister, my best friend, called me to check on me, because she knows when I get losses like this, she's got to check on me.
Yeah.
So she calls me, she goes, you look like shit. Because I didn't even straighten my hair this weekend. My nails haven't been done for like 2 months. I'm like, I need to get my shit together. I'm going to get it together. Tomorrow I'll be a new person.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
I allowed myself 4 days to be upset. This is the fourth day.
Yeah.
And then I'm back.
Maybe you need a little sausage or something, you know. What's overnight. That? You know, sausage.
Oh, dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
That will make you feel
Someone
better.
Someone uploaded a video that I watched this morning and was like, if it's not making you money, don't fucking worry about it. Right. And no dick on this planet is making me money. So right. That is the last thing I'm worried about.
Right, right.
Goodbye.
I put up a meme like that once, you know.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make you happy... Or does it make you money?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, dick will make me happy for the 10 minutes you're giving it to me, and then yeah. I'm going to be right back to where I started, but even more depressed because I just gave you my pussy for absolutely nothing. So, yeah, that's not the route I want to go.
No.
No. I just need to go to the gym, maybe get my toes done, do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Work on my book.
You know, when I'm thinking about you, I'm going, there's a lot of things you want that are not working out for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like with the work, with guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Like everything that I want money, to work out,
yeah.
It's not.
I know. Well, you got to look at yourself. You know what? Maybe you need a therapist or something.
But a therapist isn't going to do anything for
no,
me.
No, they help you think differently. And when you think differently, then you
Let
act
me tell
differently,
you, I had a therapist back home.
Yeah.
I told you this. I had a therapist back home and I went to him when I broke up with that when I broke up with that guy, my grandmother passed away and I was like super confused about life.
Right.
I went to a therapist for like 4 sessions. And this is also, mind you, keep in mind, this is when I have my lawsuit open with the nightclub. So right. Like all these negative things are happening in my life and I don't know how to like handle all these different emotions and my anxiety was through the roof. That was when I was definitely not sleeping. So I was like, okay. Let me go see a therapist. So I went to go see a therapist, and for 4 sessions, this dude laughed at all my jokes.
Okay, so that's a bad therapist. You need to find someone
else. And I was
else.
Like, that's the whole time, he never once told me,
yeah.
Do this or do that, or because they're not supposed to tell you what to do, but right, they're supposed right. to make you like
no, but
look at things differently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they listen no. to you, and they go, wait a minute, that's an erroneous way of thinking.
He laughed at all my jokes.
Right.
It was like as if I was doing 4 sessions of stand-up comedy, and yeah, the joke like, was my life.
Yeah, like you were performing for
Yeah,
him
and I was like...
All right, so listen, Danny. I mean, I know a lot of people get discouraged when they go to a therapist, but it doesn't mean that all of them are like that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with therapy. I feel like everyone low-key needs a therapist.
No, absolutely,
yeah,
because
like,
we're all fucked up in our thinking.
And like, and some people are like, no, my therapists are my friends or my therapists are my family. Your family know you.
Right.
So they're telling you opinions based on how you are and who you are. So it's always kind of good to hear like therapy from somebody else or advice from somebody else that
right.
doesn't really know.
Exactly. They're you. Not biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can tell you. I mean,
I agree. Maybe I'll go see a therapist.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know when I tell, look, when I look at my kids, for example, you tell them something, they don't even fucking listen. But maybe with a third party, they will.
Right.
I mean, my son told me himself, he says, whenever you or mom ask me to do something, I only start doing it when you guys stop badgering me about it, you know?
Right.
But all I can say is I think one day he's going to come back and say, thank you for pushing me.
Right.
Because he's not a self-starter, you know? So you got to push him.
Right.
You know?
See, my parents aren't pushing me to do anything right now. Yeah. I haven't talked to my dad in 6 weeks. This is now 6 weeks.
That's pathetic, you know? And that's the thing. Maybe that... depresses you in the back of your mind too, you know?
Well, it's just like, you know that I was trying out for this show. You know right. how much it meant to me. You don't even know I didn't make it because you haven't fucking called me. You haven't fucking texted me. You only give a fuck about your new girlfriend and yourself. If you're listening, Dad,
that's terrible.
I'm not really fucking with you right now.
To have to say that, but... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But... regardless, so, no, and you know, somebody like I posted a video because I don't know if you know this, but that guy from the Cosby Show, there was a picture of him
yeah.
working at Trader Joe's,
right?
And Tyler Perry offered him a job on set on his new show,
right?
And Nicki Minaj gave him $25,000. Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now he's going from talk show to talk show to talk show talking about his story. Okay.
Right.
I uploaded a video on YouTube before I even started working for you about how California's not working out. I'm sending my resume. I'm going to job interviews. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And nothing's working out. And I'm broke.
Right.
And I got fucking dragged through the mud. I was called every name in the book. Like, and I kept a video up. It had like 150,000 views. Yeah. It got posted on the Shade Room, Baller Alert, like all these places. And no one had anything positive to say, despite the fact that I was... I have been looking for work. This past month, have I? No, because I thought I had a job.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I was going to have a job for like a couple of weeks and then I was going to come back, whatever.
Right.
So that's on me for getting that confident and not handling it. But it was actually, when you get ready for shows, it's actually really overwhelming because you don't ever feel like you're prepared because you don't know what you need, besides the point. So I posted a video this weekend. I go, I just want to know, I guess, to the people that come to my page and give their opinion, how come he gets praised and applauded and offered a job and help, and then someone like me speaks my truth about how I'm looking for work and it's not looking out, and I asked for help, but I get dragged through the mud and I don't get offered a job on set. Nicki Minaj isn't sending me $25,000.
Right.
And again, it was nothing but hate.
But what's the point in saying that? You know what I'm saying?
But why can't I say it, though? That's
no,
the thing.
You can. You can. But the thing is, so you were asking, right?
Yeah.
You're asking why am I...
Why is he worthy and I'm not?
Right. Okay. So, you see, it's not about that. It's about the fact that people know him. He was a celebrity.
But people kind of... I mean, I'm not on his level.
But people expected him to be rich after being on The Cosby Show. Right?
But people expected to be rich after reality TV. Do you know how many people come up to me and like, so like, but you gotta go, you have everything now, right? I'm like, you guys have no idea, you get paid nothing.
But Danny, with all due respect, okay? Mm-hmm. Most people do not know you.
No, not on his level.
Okay,
not on
his level. That's what I'm saying. So that's why it happened.
But he's not even...
Because it's high profile.
But okay, but he's not... He was on a show decades ago, okay? Right. He was on The Cosby Show.
But on the biggest show...
Yeah, on the biggest show ever.
On the planet. So everybody knows him.
But if he...
I never watched the show, but I know his face.
Young generations like me, if they had not put in the caption on every picture of him at Trader Joe's that he was on The Cosby Show, I would have had no idea who he was.
Right, right.
No idea.
But it was about his generation, you know?
Exactly.
That's all I
can
think about.
But it's not even just his generation that's helping him. It's people in generations that didn't even watch The Cosby Show that are praising and applauding him.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
Or maybe he's got a better story, you know what I mean? He was a star. He was rich.
Yeah.
A child star. He was rich. Now he works there.
People like, maybe you should take a picture at McDonald's and then people would give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever. This isn't going anywhere.
Yeah. And well, listen, you're not going to win because people will always tell you, well, take any job if you really need money, you know? That's what it boils down to, Danny.
I mean, and they're thinking, but they don't know that I've applied for, like, have I applied for McDonald's? No, I have not.
Right. But you've applied for a lot
of... But I've applied for, like, low-level shitty jobs that pay $12 an hour because I know I need it. And I'm still not getting interviewed. So that's what people don't know. They know the video I uploaded.
Right.
They know what I said on the video. That's it.
Right.
So, like, even yesterday, they're like, well, you're a bad girl. That's it. That's all they kept saying. Well, you were on Bad Girls Club. I was on Bad Girls Club 8 fucking years ago.
Right.
But, yeah, the internet is a very funny place.
Well, you choose to put your life out there. You know,
yeah,
that's
your choice. And I will never knock anybody for giving their opinion. Yeah. You know, like, if that's your opinion on what I just said in the video I just uploaded, then that's your opinion.
Yeah, just don't be nasty or a piece of
shit. Yeah, if anyone says anything really disrespectful, I just block them.
So if you have like hundreds or thousands of comments, you don't read all of them, do you? All the comments?
Well, I mean, I've never gotten that many comments.
No, how many comments do you get? Like hundreds?
There was one video, like when I got beat up by my roommate's boyfriend.
Right.
When I uploaded the video, there was like over like 5,000 comments. I didn't even read probably 1/4 of it. I just couldn't keep up. It was too much.
You were beat up by your sister's boyfriend?
No, my ex-roommate's.
Your ex-roommate's boyfriend.
I told you this story.
No.
Yes. Yes, I did. We talked about it.
If I don't remember, then the listeners don't.
Oh, maybe not, because I wasn't working here yet.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but no, he put the paws on me.
Wow.
I didn't talk to her for like 6 months. I should have never been friends with her after that, but we lived together.
But why her? Because she didn't say or do anything?
She stood there while he hit me and just didn't do anything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then after he was done and he drove off, the first thing she said was, I told you if you started drama again when we were out, I wouldn't go out with you again. Like, that's what I give a fuck about right now, going out with you and your friends again.
Right.
He was Arab.
Shit. Really?
Yeah. He was very open about how he hated black people, too.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. He's just not a nice man. Very good looking.
So
not
how did
nice
it
man.
End up though? I mean, did you report?
I called
him
the cops, and it took them 3 hours to show up.
Right.
I tried to file a report, and then they brought me in, and they were like, "We're going to be honest with you. We get people in here that get like baseball bats to the face from their like husbands, and we barely do anything. So we're not going to do anything about your low key. They were very honest about it. But in my head, I'm like, so like, what
they
is it?
They don't have the resources for
they
it.
They don't. Man. They just don't care enough. Like, okay.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know if that's it, because look, there's so much domestic violence and shit that people might, they may not have enough cops to cover all
yeah.
this. You know?
Yeah, and they're like, you can file a restraining order. But the thing about filing a restraining order is they expect people to pay $700 for it.
Really?
So you want me to come out of pocket to protect myself. That's crazy to me.
Really?
The other person should be paying for it.
$700?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if the, what I, legally, if I was, in, if I could make up some laws, I would think that if someone needs a restraining order and a judge grants it, that that person that has, that got it against them should pay for it.
Yeah.
Hey, you got this restraining order, you got to stay 100 feet away from them, and you got to pay the bill. That's what I think.
That's true.
Yeah. Why does a person who's scared for their life have to pay for it?
Because obviously the judge feels they're guilty of something if they issue
if they,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If a judge grants it, because it's hard to get it. Yeah, it's hard to get a restraining order. The judges aren't just giving them out.
Yeah.
They both parties have to show up to court. I haven't seen that dude since. Not even out, not once. I wouldn't want to.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the crowds you hang out with.
Well, I don't
How
hang out with them anymore.
Was that?
That was in October. That was Halloween weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's when I had my mental breakdown. I left a week later and I went home for 2 months. I was like, I can't find a job. I just got beat the fuck up by my roommate's boyfriend. I hate my roommate. I can't find a job. I like lost my mind.
Yeah.
And I went home. And then I went home and I recharged my batteries and I realized, all right, I need to get my shit together and go back to LA. And then I just happened to find you.
Yeah.
On Craigslist.
Yeah. You see, when things are meant to happen, they happen. Listen, if nothing else, you've met some cool people here.
Yeah.
But
I also enjoy coming here every morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it shows. That's why it's cool, you know.
Like, I'll come in a bad mood, but once we start talking, I'm good.
Yeah, right? that's a performer, you know? You got to know how to leave everything behind. Plus, you get to get it all out here.
Yeah, it feels good. It's almost like a form of therapy.
Yeah, like a catharsis for you, mm-hmm. you know.
And it's good to just talk about like other shit that's going on in the world, because if I don't come here and talk about it, I'm not gonna talk about like a news article when I get home.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna talk about the Colin Nike ad when I get home. Like, it's just like not on like the top of my priority list of things to talk about.
Yeah.
So. But anyways, how was your weekend? Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
That's true, right? We talked about you a lot today.
It's my therapy, remember?
Yeah, no, that's true. But you're interesting, so why not, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you know, yeah. It's different because most people don't live the kind of life you do, you know?
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's some actors and actors that are used to getting no's. And I'm sure they feel...
Oh, yeah.
Like right now, there's a bunch of models... finding out that they didn't get called back for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yeah.
And they, wherever they're at, they're crying.
Yeah, they're extremely disappointed.
Yeah. Even though if they didn't think for a split second that they would get it, like that little glimmer of hope that they had, like it's devastating.
Yeah.
Even for, it might take them a week.
Did you
just
say
like
I
me.
Get this close or something?
Yeah. Like I just saw, I actually saw someone who did try out for that and she didn't get a call back. And she was like, I can't lie, I've cried all weekend. Mm-hmm. There's other people dealing what I'm dealing with right now. Probably on a bigger scale because I'm definitely not trying out for the Victoria's Secret fashion show, but that's still like devastating if you think you're this close.
Yeah. And that's what happened to you.
Mm-hmm. You think you're this close and you're about to get that call and you just, at least they get a call back and they find out they didn't get it.
Right.
For me, there is no call back.
No, they
you
didn't
just, they don't care. Once you're off the list, they're like, bye-bye.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll think of you later.
Even if they did, what difference does it make?
It's still shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the point in calling or letting them know? I mean, if anything, they mislead you. Like my son says, oh, I get an email from this employer. I'm like, oh, great. And then it says, we didn't choose you.
Right. I get those all the time.
Yeah.
Like when I apply for jobs and you think just for a split second, it might be like an interview set up and it's like, hey, I'm sorry, but we're going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And then you wonder if they even looked at your resume.
Yeah. So. No, you get a lot of resumes for probably just about anything.
Yeah. I just actually applied for this one day podcast for $15,000.
One day podcast.
But it's one of those podcasts where they're getting paid and it's like they're making like $80,000 a month. That's why they can afford a guest to come on for $15,000.
A guest for $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
But I imagine 1,000 people applied for that, if not more.
You're going to tell me after the show what that is, because I'm wondering what they're up to.
Yeah, I will. But they must be getting paid. In order for them to be paying that much money, they must be getting paid a lot monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. All I did this weekend was stay in bed, eat ice cream. I drank like tons of wine and I watched movies. And then finally yesterday I was like, get your shit together, Danielle. So I got on the computer and I started reapplying for jobs again. Right. As I know I'm not filming. So I'm like, all right, let me get back to the hustle and the grind. And that was like at the top of my email list. And I was like,
Yeah.
One day? That's a lot of money for one day.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about you again, though. I don't know how that is.
God.
But, my weekend was a little less exciting. Well, no, not really. But it was just less dramatic. No, I didn't even think about a trip.
Well, you had dinner yesterday.
Too much shit going up. Yeah. But we had dinner with the family. That was nice, you know.
Yeah.
And some people were actually, they were not introduced to, but they actually participated in smoking weed. Which was, I never smoked weed with the family. Not at the dinner, but outside.
Yeah,
we went outside.
Yeah.
So I was with two cousins, their father, who's my aunt's husband. And
confusing, but continue.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have an aunt, right?
Yeah.
She's married.
And their kids are your cousins.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that was better.
So, and they're younger. I mean, the kids are in their early 30s.
Yeah.
And, but the father is like, yeah, I need to try this because I can't sleep. People are saying it'll help me and all this.
Yeah.
And he had tried a little bit and that in the past. I don't know, but if it did anything for him. But I pulled out some of my fucking cannons, you know, the artillery.
So when you're out in public, you actually smoke it or you eat it still?
Both.
So what did you pull out yesterday? Did you pull out cookies or did you pull out?
No, not cookies. Yeah. I pulled out a couple joints.
Where's my joint? You told me you're going to bring me one like 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I always forget, you see, because I don't think about these things. You got to text me and remind me.
Yeah, I don't really think about, hey, is Sam bringing me a joint today? It's like not at the top of my priority list of things I remember in the morning.
Yeah, but it was fun, you know.
What did you guys eat at dinner, and who cooks?
The father, everybody cooked.
Can you cook?
No.
That's all right. Most guys can't.
All the women cooked. The mothers, the aunts.
So what do you guys have? You have like kebabs?
No, not at that dinner. No, we had all kinds of fish, meat, lots of different vegetables.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
It's always good to be around family, isn't it?
Yeah, I love family.
Even if it's just like once every couple of weeks.
I don't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't. You
know, no, but it's, that's the way it is in LA. A lot of people move here alone.
Right.
And then they're left alone.
God, that sounds terrible.
We're going to end a few minutes early because I got some things to do outside.
Outside?
No, I meant in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Outside of this room. So Wednesday we'll have a cool guest. I don't know about tomorrow. But everybody have a happy new year if you're Jewish. Have a great day if you're not. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.